This is just reading through 7764, which is the internal sense for this particular section. This comes back to this idea of the letter versus the spiritual sense. You know, where it talks about the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, asking for the vessels, right? So in the letter, there's this asking for. In the spiritual sense, there isn't an asking for things. What's playing out is the process, that the things that are termed merinos, the vessels of silver and gold, these things are now being recommissioned for use. That's what's happening, that there's a shift now because there is a rejection on the part of Proprium for anything that's going to expose it, right? And so the light of truths expose it. And so what you have is actually a rejection of everything to do with what is of the word, including its vessels. Those vessels are no longer something that level of life wants in its vicinity because it brings torment. And torment, what's described there in terms of torment, torment is a sense of a loss of life. So the use of truths to conceal the nature of Proprium, they're no longer able to be used in that manner because they're only exposing things now. And so you have this rejection of what is of the word by that selfhood that's tied up in the love of self and love of the world. And that's what's leading to the separation. And those memory knowledges from the word are now being utilized by spiritual principles in order to further the work of self-examination and repentance. So there's like this recommissioning of things and reordering of things that's going on. Divine providence says there's no such thing as chance, right? That divine providence is in the smallest details. So whenever you come across anything like that, it's talking in terms of appearances. Like, so your instinct immediately was there's no such thing as chance. So how does this work? Well, you have to follow that instinct, right? So because it was quite interesting, like there's a number which it refers to, like in 7770 subsection 2, it says about the transfer, it says to go to 6914. It's in the first part of this number, at the bottom aspect, near the end of the first part. So it says, this is talking about favor. So by favor is not meant favor, for they who are in falsities and evils never have any favor for anyone. But if they benefit anyone or do not injure him, it is from fear of plagues. This is the source of their favor, and this is the favor which is here meant in the internal sense. And then it says, the internal sense sets forth things such as they are, not such as they are presented in the letter, and applies each to the subject. That this is so is plain from what follows concerning the Egyptians, in that they did not let the sons of Israel go from any favor, but from fear on account of further plagues. So the point being is that the letter often doesn't communicate what is of the internal sense, or the internal sense says things plainly so far as the spiritual life and principles are concerned, whereas the exterior is written in a way whereby that internal can be concealed. So it's just being aware that we always need to come back to first principles, particularly when we suddenly hit something in the letter that seems to be off. Then, you know, you look at it in the light of first principles. I mean, the simplest one is that God is capable of wrathful anger and punishment. You know, we're all familiar with that is an appearance in the letter, and that's how things appear to those who are rejecting what is good and true, because their lives move into more and more disorder as that rejection continues on, and God is blamed for it and seen as the one inflicting it, whereas in fact, it's not that at all. So the concept of damnation spiritually is seeing the Proprium from the light of truths of the word. Okay, so it's not God damning anyone. Damnation is the revelation of the nature of what is totally opposed to what is of the Lord. That's why it's damned. It's damned because it doesn't receive into itself what is good and true, because it's only good and truth that saves. So there's a non-reception. That's what damnation means. Again, you know, it's about thinking about things from a process perspective rather than from the operation of actors in an event. So the release of the vessels and the release of what's ultimately going to happen here, the release of the sons of Israel from Egypt, is the removal of person, place, space, and time as the mode of thought in regard to oneself and the word. When that is pushed out and given its rightful place, then it serves as a ground for thinking spiritually rather than absorbing the thought in material, natural, sensual ideas.